Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Let's stop for a minute and consider the top basketball programs in the ACC. Well, there's Duke in North Carolina, and recently Virginia. Wake Forest, though, isn't a name that immediately would come to mind. But that shouldn't take away from the program's rich history of sending players to the NBA. WAER's Jonathan Hoppe explains why the Demon Deacons snapping their tournament drought last season may not have been a coincidence.
The team with the most NBA players wins. That's not some, you know, revelation that no one's thought of before, but it's just true. I mean, you know, there's that saying, it's not the X's and the O's, it's the Jimmys and the Joes.
With the 19th pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select John Collins from Wake Forest University.
But that's an easy right-handed jam from Collins. Back-to-back buckets at 24 in the game.
Collins puts it home! John Collins!
Stan Cotton has been the voice of the Demon Deacons since 1996. He raves about John Collins, but says his NBA potential wasn't always clear.
He wasn't a lot at all. He got so much better between his freshman and sophomore seasons. It was crazy. To the point where, you know, he was, I think, second in the voting to most valuable player in the ACC last year.
John Collins led the nation in player efficiency rating, comes from a military family, used to structure, and now he's on his way to the Atlanta Hawks.
A year ago at this time, Wake Forest had not made it to the NCAA tournament in 7 years. 2010 was also the last time a Demon Deacon was drafted into the NBA. John Collins ended both of those drafts.
Of the first four game in Dayton between Kansas State's Wildcats, the fifth Big 12 team into the tournament, and Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Landing guys with NBA potential has been a challenge for Wake Forest recently. But even with those struggles, the Demon Deacons have plenty to hang their hats on.
With the first pick in the 1997 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Tim Duncan from Wake Forest University.
The New Orleans Hornets select Chris Paul.
Wake Forest has proved over the years that it's one of the best schools at finding the world's best talent, no matter where it is.
The Tim Duncan legend is that Dave Odom went down to the Bahamas and saw this kid playing pickup basketball who was a swimmer, and the rest is history.
Green gets it to Duncan. Duncan draws some contact, still gets it to go. Single coverage by Sean Duncan, goes right to the rim and finishes 8 for 8 for Tim Duncan.
Well, he gets a quick catch in the post. There's very little help coming. And Duncan does a good job of just crossing over, driving baseline, and overpowering Chris Bosh.
15 years ago, like Kawhi, you were 22 years old and an NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. What's the biggest difference between then and now?
15 years, probably. I'm able to win another championship from this crowd. It's unbelievable.
Contrast that with Chris Paul, who went to high school 20 minutes away from Wake's campus.
Chris Paul again open. Got it.
Mid-range, Chris Paul. Getting those 10, 12-foot shots.
What a pass by Paul and a hammer thrown inside by Clint Capella.
Connor O'Neill covers the Wake Forest Demon Deacons for the Winston-Salem Journal, and he says there's one part about Wake Forest that can be very attractive to recruits.
If you're a star at Wake, you're going to be featured. There aren't going to be several other superstars on your team like you might have at a Duke or a Kentucky or Kansas.
The Demon Deacons record might not indicate it this year, but Wake Forest is getting back on track in terms of recruiting. Cotton says that's no surprise considering the coaches.
I think Coach Manning and his staff, two others besides Danny, played in the NBA. They know pro players when they see them, and so I think they've done a pretty good job of evaluating talent.
Moore the follow. Darrell Moore on an early rim.
Time to shoot for Shondi Brown. Little hanging two-pointer, good.
Keyshawn Woods answers for Wake Forest, and he goes into double figures with 10 points.
Wake Forest currently has six active NBA players. In the ACC, that ranks fourth, behind only Duke, North Carolina, and Syracuse.
You know, when you have players that go on and play at the next level and have success, that's something you always want to feel good about and point to.
Things haven't gone the Demon Deacons' way recently, but history tells us it's only a matter of time before a big-time recruit turns the program around. Jonathan Hoppe, WAER Sports.
We transition now from college basketball to local high school basketball, and specifically to Liverpool High School, where the boys' basketball team is ranked fourth in all of New York State and finding success with a familiar SU face as their new head coach. To fill us in on the recent success, we turn things over to WAER's Dana Gray.
You would look at Orion Blackwell when he was playing in college, you're like, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to be good at it. He's going to succeed.
It's the fourth season that Ryan Blackwell is at the helm of the Liverpool High School varsity basketball team. And now a few years removed from taking a big career step, the 41-year-old still thinks he made the right choice.
So I was like, well, either I'm going to go into the corporate world, do something back home, or get into coaching. I think that was a great decision on my part.
Of course, you may know the name Ryan Blackwell as the former SU forward playing for Jim Boeheim back in the late 1990s. Syracuse.com's Mike Waters has known Blackwell for over two decades and remembers well the type of player he was back on that Carrier Dome court.
He was like the blue-collar guy on a team that had a few other standout players. A dominant point guard in Jason Hart, a dominant big man in Aton Thomas. Ryan kind of filled that everyman role. He would score for you. He would rebound for you. He always seemed to be averaging about 12 points and 8 rebounds a game. And he was so consistent. He was always there, contributing in a variety of ways.
Though possibly Ryan's biggest contribution to the Orange came 20 years ago in 1998. Alrighty, here's the setting. Overtime of the Big East Tournament. Syracuse is tied with St. John's, and the final seconds are ticking down.
Syracuse has timeouts. Boeheim in the past likes to keep it on the floor. It's in the hands of Bergen. The senior lost his footing. To Blackwell for the win!
Blackwell would go on to play overseas in a handful of different countries and even did some pro coaching in Japan. But then came the opportunity to move back to Central New York. And it seems like he's found a great fit with the Warriors of Liverpool.
I enjoy it. I enjoy basketball, obviously. I enjoy sports, but I enjoy mentoring these kids. Especially these kids at this age, they're emotional. They have a lot of things going on, and it's a crazy world out there, and just trying to steer them in the right direction is great.
And for Waters, who has watched the young coach for quite some time now, he sees Ryan Blackwell and coaching high school basketball as a match made in heaven.
He really does a good job relating to them. His whole demeanor and personality, I think, fits the high school level. He coaches with a level of calm and poise that's unbelievable. You know, he's a big guy, 6'8", so, you know, they all look up to him. He has a commanding presence.
And the big man hasn't limited himself just to the collegiate tier. For the past 2 years, Blackwell has been the head coach for Boeheim's Army in the popular summer contest, the basketball tournament. It's no easy task being in charge of a wide group of former professional players. But just this past year, Ryan led the Syracuse Tide team all the way to the semis.
You might have the shot right away. You might have the shot or go right away. If not, Wolves is going to get him. Okay, let's go. Army on three, 1, 2, 3. Oh.
John Gillen burns into the front court. Gillen averaged 5.4 assists a game this year for the Orange. In search of one here, and gets it.
Blackwell has had some pretty good success with his day job as well. Just last night, Liverpool topped Rochester Aquinas to give the Warriors a perfect 20-0 regular season. Now Ryan and his team wait for their first postseason draw, but no matter their opponent, Liverpool has to be feeling pretty lucky to have this man as their head coach.
We have everything we need to get the job done. But like I said, it's always the little things. Always. Okay? Fundamentally sound basketball, play as a team, play together, go out and win.
The Warriors on three. One, two, three. Warriors!
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe in iTunes by searching for WAER Sports.